This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Rob Miller, the founder of SupplementCritique.com, a supplement review portal that analyzes the effectiveness of a wide variety of supplements ranging from fat burners to pre-workout supplements and everything in between. Mr. Miller, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. So for starters, if you would, tell us a little bit about why Supplement Critique was created.
Well, actually, I originally found that as a hobby. I used to use a physical notebook to record my results with supplements, and one day I actually couldn't find the notebook. So I eventually found it, but it just got me kind of worried enough to the point where I decided that there had to be a better way to kind of document my results. Another reason that I started was, you know, I was just simply tired of not finding any like quality reviews of supplements. When I started it back in 2011, I believe it was, there was really only like a handful of review sites out there. And, you know, their content was just lackluster. It didn't have any detail to it. And I really just wanted to create something that would help people get sort of a real sense of like, you know, what they were about to put into their body, and also a place where they can, you know, post their own reviews, share their own experiences, ask questions about supplements, and, you know, find out things that they just weren't getting their answers to.
Really interesting, and it sounds like it all fell into your lap. Good stuff there. Tell us, what makes Supplement Critique different than the other hundreds, if not thousands, of other supplement review sites out there in the market?
Well, I mean, the vast majority of supplement review sites out there, you know, they just really post an overall analysis of supplements. You know, they don't physically test anything out. They just go over what other people are saying about it, and then they just sort of provide a sort of like an overall sentiment analysis. And that's really what makes us different. Either I, you know, or someone from my team will actually go out and physically test the products out and, you know, report back on our results. We also have a program that we call Step Up. So that basically stands for Supplement Testing Pilot Program. And we'll actually like physically send qualified applicants, you know, free supplements to test out for us. And they'll come back and they'll report back on the results. We have them follow up on a weekly basis. And it's really like the whole real reviews from real people concept. And we have a very strict criteria for that program. And at this point, we've actually spent over $40,000, I think it was, testing supplements.
That's quite an investment there. Now, tell us, how do you decide what supplement is worth reviewing? Explain the process a little bit for us there.
Well, really, you know, any supplement is worth reviewing. But there's, you know, there's something like 100,000 supplements on the market, and it's just not really practical, you know, for us to review all of them. There's really a couple of ways that a supplement, you know, kind of makes our review chopping block. The first is from our visitors. You know, we have a lot of visitors that come to our site and they'll ask us to review a very specific product, right? So what we'll do is we'll generally take a look at them and make a determination as to whether or not, you know, we'll review it based on the product search volume, you know, how many reviews they have on Amazon, if they're even on there, and, you know, like a few other factors. The second way is actually through our own proprietary research. You know, we'll continually scour the web. We'll find the latest supplements that are just coming out. And a lot of times what we'll do is we'll find them in, you know, advertisements on major news publications. Sometimes we'll see commercials on TV. And, you know, we also get like Google alerts and stuff like that sent to us.
And thanks for sharing that. Most helpful today. We are with Mr. Rob Miller, the founder of SupplementCritique.com, a supplement review portal that analyzes the effectiveness of a wide variety of supplements ranging from fat burners to pre-workout supplements and everything in between here on eHealth Radio's fitness and supplement channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And continuing on, Mr. Miller, what types of supplements should consumers watch out for?
You know, well, there's a ton of deception when it comes to supplements. The first thing you want to watch out for is celebrity claims. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how many advertisements, you know, we've come across recently that use basically fake celebrity testimonials to push their product. So one thing, you definitely would want to watch out for is celebrity testimonials. If you're not, unless you're seeing a commercial where the actual celebrity is, you know, mentioning the name of the product, there's a very, very good chance that it's all fake.
And that certainly is an attention getter in every regard. Really appreciate that information, and surprising to me personally as well to hear this. Now, what should someone do if they're unsure about a supplement?
Well, I mean, the very first thing they want to do is, you know, check with their doctor to make sure that it's safe for them to actually be taking a supplement. It's actually kind of funny that you asked that, because we hired an in-house pharmacist about 6 months back. And basically his primary responsibility is to essentially go over the ingredients label for a specific product and, you know, report on any potential drug interactions. And you'd be very surprised at the number of drug interactions with supplements. I mean, nearly every supplement we've personally evaluated, you know, has some sort of moderate and in some cases, you know, very major drug interactions. I'll give you an example. There's a supplement called Lumiday. It's marketed as sort of an all-natural mood enhancer. And I've actually used it in the past, and it really does work very well. We had our pharmacist go over the formula, and he basically found out that there were literally dozens of major drug interactions with the ingredients. You know, many of these can cause, like, some really serious health issues. So, you know, really the bottom line is it's very important that they check with their doctor before starting any supplement. Another thing they want to do is obviously, you know, just do their research. We've had a lot of people come to us after they've been enrolled in some sort of a free trial of a supplement, and only to find out that, you know, they'll be continually charged on a monthly basis. If they would have just done a little bit of research before they bought it, you know, for example, if they read our review of a, you know, particular supplement, they would have seen that they would have, you know, ultimately been charged for the supplement 2 weeks after ordering it. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things we try to do here at Supplement Critique is, you know, try to warn consumers about deceptive supplements that use a free trial auto ship program and things of that nature. You know, it's a really big problem in our industry, and there definitely, you know, there doesn't seem to be any end in sight.
Well, the information you've shared here today has been more than helpful, and I'm sure it's raised a lot of eyebrows as well on the surprising information and details that you've shared here today, but it shouldn't be a surprise that this kind of thing goes on. But really has been great to have had you. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to add in conclusion today?
Yeah, I mean, supplements are sort of the Wild West. There's a lot of, like I was saying before, there's a lot of deception in the industry. And because it's not regulated by the FDA, I mean, they do test supplements out to make sure they're not putting anything funky in them. It's hard to believe everything that you're reading. And, you know, really the best thing they can do is just, like I said, do their research, make sure they're finding out everything there is to know about a product. You know, if they have any questions, they can always come to me. We basically answer questions on a routine basis. People will leave comments on our site, ask us questions, send us emails, and we respond to every single one personally. And I always make sure that I try to give, you know, the best possible advice.
Mr. Miller, really awesome information. Again, it is supplementcritique.com. Mr. Miller, again, thanks so much for your time and for what you do in the space and for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Rob Miller, the founder of SupplementCritique.com, a supplement review portal that analyzes the effectiveness of a wide variety of supplements, ranging from fat burners to pre-workout supplements and everything in between. And for further details, again, it's SupplementCritique.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.